Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle Podcast with Georgette Pan and Jesse Stoddard.
All right, everybody, I'm excited to be back. This is Jesse here, and we're going to have another fantastic episode with number 11 this time, the hottest thing in fitness bootcamp businesses. And in this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about what's hot in the fitness bootcamp business, from bootcamp games and new marketing strategies, the latest equipment and nutrition programs, and even the gimmicks out there. So I am excited to just share some different ideas that that we've got going on. So, and
I'm
it looks
here.
Like I've got Georgette with me too. Hi.
Hi, yes, sir. We made it.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Yeah. So Georgette, today I wanted to talk. Wanted us to talk a little bit about what you think is hot in fitness bootcamp businesses right now. Like, what is the hottest thing? And some of the things that I've seen, you know, on the blog, for instance, that we've been writing about and that you've been posting. A couple of the things that I've heard a lot about, it seems like, is bootcamp games. I've seen a lot of maybe some new marketing strategies. I've seen nutrition programs. It looks like health coaching, nutrition coaching's kind of hot.
Yeah.
Equipment. Yeah, this may not be the last few weeks or months, but it used to be, you know, every kind of piece of equipment that you could imagine, and even gimmicks. So I just wanted to ask you, what do you think what's the hottest thing in fitness bootcamp businesses right now, from your point of view?
Well, my point of view, actually, thinking of just what I've been writing about this week, and I did it kind of for a reason, making your bootcamp a one-stop health shop. In other words, making it the total package, which we discussed in previous podcasts as well. But you know, including health coaching, nutrition, I think it's a big part of it, because I think it's a necessary part of it, rather, because it's not only is it necessary, but for the business side of it, it's going to start setting you apart, and that's what the big difference is from any other Joe Blow boot camp or Joe Blow group training, is that if you can provide a total picture, right, or as I put it, one-stop health shop, if you can do that, then you're offering, you know, your clients much more, obviously. You're helping them much more. You're getting them better results, more results, faster results, whatever. And it's also, on the business end, segregating you from the average boot camp or trainer or whatever. And you're bringing up raising the bar, as we say. So that's kind of where I see things going, more leading towards packages offered that are whole, holistic type, or whole and all encompassing, where you are not just a boot camp, not just a boot camp workout, that you're everything. I think I made myself clear. I don't want to hammer it, but that's
how do you make your boot camp business a one-stop health shop? That was an interesting way of putting it. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, that's the latest article. Well, not the latest article, but one of the last two articles on the blog, which, you know, I'm not going to read them out loud here because they're kind of long. But I got together with the holistic nutritionist who does some really good work up in Canada. And anyway, the article on the blog is entitled that, How to Make Your Bootcamp a One-Stop Health Shop. The other one was Creating a Group Nutrition Program. And so my point is, it's tying those in group nutrition, tying them in with the bootcamp. They don't have to be separate, really. I mean, they can be, but it's still part of the whole package that you're offering the client. So, you know, having a group type of nutrition program, having the boot camp, obviously we have the boot camp to start with, and having other, you know, things that you offer that are even offshoots of both nutrition or workout programs. Offshoots meaning, are you doing seminars on nutrition? Or are you giving handouts on nutrition? Are you doing, you know, a 12-week program on nutrition? You know, whatever the case may be, and those are good examples, our newsletter that's, you know, based on that, all encompassing, you're including it in this, you know, let's say an upgraded package, if you want to call it that. I mean, to get, you know, an upgrade from just, hey, I'm going to work out, and that's it. You're giving them the one-stop, you know, health shop. You're giving them nutrition advice. You're giving them shopping, food shopping advice. You're giving them advice on any nutrition topic you could possibly think of, a seminar, a handout, supplements, advice, the whole, and that's what I meant by that, actually, in a nutshell. I'll let you ask more questions if I wasn't clear.
No, that's great. Well, it's awesome. I don't think it's
been
something that trainers. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just saying, I love the way we do these podcasts because I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I have no idea what you're going to ask me. And, you know what I'm thinking? Oh, my God, one of these days I'm just going to say, I don't know, Jesse. That'll be the end of the podcast. No, but that was a side note. But anyway, go ahead, shoot.
I like to keep you on your toes. I like that. I think that's good. But sometimes, maybe I'll email you every now and then what we'll talk about, and then just change the subject anyway.
That's just what
Well, you know, you mentioned that the one-stop health shop and incorporating nutrition, one benefit is to set you apart from other trainers, which that's obvious because I don't see that many of them. I see a lot of them maybe talking about it, but I don't see very many of them having a real comprehensive system to back that up and really doing it. So other than just setting you apart, though, what are the other benefits? I mean, you're probably making it's an additional revenue stream. Are you offering this for, is it really expensive? Is it free? Is it, you know, just an upsell to your boot camp? How would that work out?
You could do it whatever way you want to do it. I would do it the way it would, you know, obviously benefit everybody involved, which means the client and the business owner. So I would include it in the boot camp and under those conditions, right? So we want to help everybody more. I would include it in the boot camp. Now, that being said, you can't have a downsell because not everybody can even afford. You know what I mean? So somebody says, nah, that's too high. Okay, well, how about just doing this package? You know, minus the other stuff, because what happens is eventually they're going to start asking questions, and all of those questions are not about how to do a burpee. They're how to eat, how to, you know, what food should I have? I don't think I've ever got a question on, you know, how do I do a proper push-up? You know, that was a pressing thing that they called you and said, hey, I really don't know how to do a burpee. No, what they're calling you about is, you know, how do I eat? Oh, Jesse, I don't know. How do I, you know, what should I buy? Is this bread okay? Is that supplement okay? Is this cereal okay? Is this nutrition bar okay? All of those kind of questions I get. So,
right.
Eventually, you can upsell them. Back to the original point: if you had a downsell package, which was simply the boot camp, and you had another package that was the whole total, you know, one stop health shop, as I like to call it, which you can read on the blog. Actually, it goes into way more depth. But when you're giving handouts on nutrition and emails on nutrition and seminars on nutrition and grocery store tours or whatever you're going to put in there, if not, you could put it all in there, you have to feel comfortable, too, knowing what you're doing. So that's when, you know, that's another note, because I'm forgetting now the original question, I might add. I forgot the original question. I got off on so many tangents. What I'm trying to say is you don't
have to.
Yeah, but you could include it to help everybody, because not only does that help all of your clients, or, you know, the majority of your clients, it also does help you, because it's a higher price. It's another revenue. It's an additional revenue. It's an increase in revenue. So, yeah, it helps. It's win-win, which we like to do.
And I'm assuming it could also, another benefit is it could generate referrals, or you could use it to help generate referrals.
Well, yes, you can, because some of those things can be run separately. Well, let's say you're just having a nutritional seminar, and you're going to just cover certain things, and then have a question and answer. So if you're going to run one day seminar, you could run a 12-week program if you want to, but let's not confuse the issue. One day seminar, then, you know, you get to have anybody come to that. It doesn't necessarily have to be your clients. On the other hand, it could just simply be word of mouth, like, hey, this boot camp here offers everything, not just a workout. It offers, you know, it gives you nutrition advice. They give you seminars. They give you this. They give you that. They give you, you know, it's like a whole package, you know, and it's only X amount, you know. Well, some people are willing to pay a little bit more, obviously, if you're getting more, right? So it's not like, wow, that's outrageous, because half of the times they're going to ask you about nutrition, meal plans, what should I eat, what should I not eat, you know, there are the questions you'll be getting.
And you have a product or you're recommending a product that will help trainers do this. I think holistic weight management systems for practitioners. Is that one of the ones highlighting?
Yeah, I'm highlighting. Well, the one in those articles, I am highlighting that product. It's a done-for-you holistic product, and it includes these everything. I mean, it's all in Word documents and Excel sheets and PDFs, but pretty much it's all inclusive as to, you know, even as far as a fast start guide and getting you set up. So I don't think Lori knew she was getting a plug today, but Lori, you know, had put that comprehensive product together, and she actually didn't even know I was like posting all of that stuff, and her blog got hacked. That's a side note. right before I had done that. I guess I probably should have let her know. But the point is that she had given me a special deal on it, that's why. And that page got hacked. But it is a full comprehensive product, and she has it all laid out nice, and it's all done for you, from recipes, from emails to send, from handouts to how to structure the seminar. I don't know. That's just a few of the things I remember from. I actually had to re-download it myself because I had downloaded it prior, but like I said, the thing was hacked, and I thought, let me re-download this. Like, I was revisiting it myself to do some kind of holistic or well. I'm not going to use the word holistic. I'm going to use the word wellness, because what we want to do, meaning my own business. Some kind of wellness total package, like I'm talking about. I'm not actually just making it up. I actually want to do it. So I'm going to try and get to, you know, sure, the bootcamp workouts included, okay? But we're talking about putting together some type of wellness program where we get the health coaching, where we get the nutrition stuff, where we get the bootcamp workouts. I don't have it together all yet, but, you know, that's what we're working on now, too. I'm actually working on it myself, so it's not like I'm just, like I said, making this up as we go.
Another thing I wanted to point out, that it looks like one of the articles is about creating a group nutrition program, and I know you've already kind of said it, but just in case it wasn't clear, There's a difference, it looks like, in terms of business strategy on offering something for the whole group versus trying to just do one, you know, offering one client at a time some personal service, kind of like a dietitian or nutritionist does. And I, this is a tangent, but I know a lot of trainers are really afraid of trying to do things above their pay grade, so to speak, because they've been sold the idea that unless they have a PhD in nutrition, they can't give anybody any advice whatsoever, you know, and which I think is ridiculous, because you can always recommend what you do. You're not prescribing anything, you know, you're not being a doctor or an MD. So I think that's kind of silly, but still they have the perception that they're just going to meet with one client, and they're going to give that one client some nutrition advice. And maybe if they're lucky, the client will pay them. But you have an article about creating a group nutrition program. So can you touch on the differences there? Like, what's the group concept?
The same as it is for boot camp versus one-on-one. I mean, if I'm understanding your question correctly, it's the same advantages of having a group fitness, you know, group training as opposed to one-on-one training. Is that what you mean? The difference?
Yeah. And
I mean, obviously.
Yeah, and the other part of it is if you're using a program that a nutritionist created,
well, that's
then
the other,
you don't have to be the nutritionist.
Right. I was just going to say that if it's a big issue, which it shouldn't be, because ACE itself, which I'm an ACE trainer, so I get on, you know, their information. But so the point is not only encourage it, they tell you to do it, to be given nutrition advice. So it's not like they're saying, ooh, you know, hold back, be hesitant. They're not only telling you, recommending it, they're advising you to do it, to give, you know, nutrition advice or help. They're not saying structure a meal plan for diabetics. That's not what they're saying. You know, that, you know, is a book. But they're saying you are obligated to give nutrition advice as a personal trainer. That's what I'm saying. And you're right. If you want to cover all your bases or, you know, cover your butt, the done-for-you, which is also included in Lori's program, is the done-for-you meal plans for both men and women in different caloric ranges, they are done by a nutritionist. So, okay. So now you're not, if you wanted to give exact meal plans like that, then you would behoove yourself to, you know, look into a program that is done by a nutritionist, you know, and that includes some of that. I mean, there's education within that done-for-you program, but if you're thinking you need more and more and more and more education, there's other programs that are very educational and nutrition for personal trainers online off the top of my head, you know. But I'm saying that if you wanted to use these meal plans, you don't have to worry that they weren't, you know, created by, you know, I'm not a dietitian. Well, first, they weren't, A, created by you, and, B, they were created by a nutritionist, which is the same thing behind that software. What the heck is the name of that software? I can't think of the name of it, but it was used a long time ago in one of the training programs. They had it included in with it. What's that software for making diet plans? You know the one I mean? Diet Master. Okay, so the Diet Master software, also the whole idea behind that is that all those meal plans are created by several different nutritionists or dietitians and nutritionists. So, which made it, you know, appealing to me years ago when I did first buy that. It was like over $1,000 10 years ago, so I don't know what it is now. But the point is they were all created by dietitians and nutritionists, so I didn't have any qualms about that. Plus, I had a certification in sports nutrition. It wasn't like I didn't know anything. But I was able to tweak it and do whatever. So that was the advantage. So I didn't have to say, well, you know, hey, in my state, I'm not allowed to give out a meal plan. Only dietitians are. Well, this is a dietitian creating it. But in Pennsylvania, that isn't the case. You are allowed. So either way, I was covered. As my point.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is obviously one hot thing. Another hot thing, it seemed like for a long time, was the boot camp games.
Yeah.
And so what and this was my original question, in case you didn't remember, we're getting back to that. The whole reason why I'm asking about that, these different ideas, is I'd love to do is hear what are the hottest things, and then what do you think is the hottest thing? And just kind of what are the trends? Because last episode we talked about where the future of the boot camp and fitness business is for personal trainers, and where it'll be in 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. And we talked about kind of the future and the opportunity. And then what I want to do today is talk about what's hot right now. And so I know that that's one topic. The other one seems to be boot camp games or programming for boot camps. It seems like every trainer is always asking, or, you know, it seems like a lot of them want to buy these programs that are done for you, workouts or ways to make their, first of all, why is it? Why do people want these, all these workouts and programming? And is it because they're getting bored or what? And why is this a hot thing? Why are the games hot?
You know what? That is actually part of it. There is an element, you know, even for the trainer, never mind for trying to keep your clients from getting bored. Because if you do the same workout, same exercise, it gets monotonous. And it's not, and it takes everything away from it. You know, it's boring, it's monotonous, it's no longer fun, it's not actually either working. from a scientific point of view, it's ridiculous. So, yeah, that's a big, when you use the word boring, it doesn't sound like, you know, that's a word you should be using with in regards to training programs. But what you mean by boring is that it's, you're doing the same thing over and over and over and over, which is not good programming, right? We should know that as a professional. And B, it really is like monotonous for the client. So it's a lose-lose situation. So, yeah, they are, to get fresh ideas. People are constantly looking for fresh ideas. And I do find that, you know. And sometimes, you know, I wonder, because they already have so many programs. I know they have them. And I'm thinking, God, how could you possibly need any more? But they do. And there's all different angles to approach it. So one of the hottest things right now, or probably has been, I should say, besides games and finishers, is more leaning towards like body weight training. So the advantages of that for a boot camp are plenty, because a lot of people do boot camps outside, and you know you can only think of like so many exercises, and after a while you just run out of things to do, you run out of ways to do them. You run out of, you know, all kinds of ideas, all kinds of programming methods. You know, should we put in a finisher? Should we put in some kind of accelerator or flash finisher or game? So I'm seeing that is a pretty good way to, hot topic, as you're putting it, hot trend for boot camps. In particular, because of what I just said, the being outside or indoors and running out of ideas and, you know, different programming ideas. That's, you know,
good,
games,
yeah.
Are.
And
I was just going to say, games are kind of just like, they could be a whole game day, which is okay once in a while, or once a week, once every couple of weeks to do just for fun. But the games, like we discussed in with the podcast with Brian Kalicki, was that they're more like fun ways to do finishers, like exercises in disguise, because, you know, they're just a competitive little fun way to do a finisher, whether it be body weight or otherwise, so, or partner exercises. Just some way to, you know, spice it up, do a little game at the end. But you're really just doing the rest of the boot camp workout. You're really just doing the finisher or the accelerator at the end.
So who are the big players in the boot camp games product creation? Like, I know we talked to Brian. I see a lot of others out there. I see advertisements hitting me up all the time from there's a couple people that are creating boot camp games and they're making it their big focus. Are you seeing anybody in particular that you think has really got some good products out there?
Be honest with you, you might not like this answer.
That's okay.
I don't know. There's a couple people I probably would recommend that have games. There's one other person that has games, I think, included. And I have, actually, I think I have a free report either in the Inner Circle or on, definitely on the blog. But his angle is mostly, like, unique. Boot camp workouts, he calls them, but they're, he does have some games in there. I think Brian, I like Brian Chalicki's way. So I'm going to say, in my opinion, that's the best. I mean, I think for using games in the manner of you're not just playing all day. Now, if you wanted to do a game day, that's fine. I like Dexter Tennyson's boot camp game day. Because then, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to run a game day, that's fine. You do that once in a while. Boot camp games, I like Brian's. Because they're attached, you know, to kind of to the end of the workout, different type of method of doing a game, not a whole entire game day. So I kind of like that, and I really don't know about, you know, I'm sure there's other people who have great workouts. I'm not saying that, but a lot of times I'm just finding that it's a knockoff of somebody else's, and, you know, then I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It's not, it's never as good. It's good, the original people who put something out are constantly improving on it and offering different upgrades and different dimensions to it. For example, Brian Chalicki has, you know, also he has TT Bootcamp games, but he also has partner games. He also has, you know, another little offshoot of it because I don't remember the name of it. But it's just more of more better, more and better. So, you know, there might be some other knockoffs. I'm not really aware, or maybe I just wasn't impressed and moved on. I don't know. And I like the unique boot camp games, which I think on the blog also, I believe there's a free PDF there for some of the unique boot camp games. I'll get some links at the end of the podcast that we were referring to, and we could have some, you know, even some freebies, if I could find them quick enough, some free PDFs.
You know what I thought? I think it's great that these, you know, different trainers with experience are creating products, so I don't want to say copycatting is, not good. Because sometimes they come up with really good stuff. There's a lot of boot camp game stuff out there, for example, or other workout programs besides, you know, yours. There's a ton of stuff, but I do want to say that it's kind of, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I don't really focus on games myself. That's why when I look for other products like that are complementary, or I don't even care if they're directly, you know, competitive, if they're an additional thing to add to your toolbox, then I recommend it. If I'm not aware of it, I can't recommend it. If I'm not really familiar with it, I can't really recommend it. So the only ones I can recommend are the ones that I either have myself or, you know, or have firsthand knowledge of.
Right. Yeah, I think it's great. But I also think it's interesting that something that I found out personally, because I have a client, well, it reminded me of this, because I have a client in my boot camp who's a middle school PE and health teacher.
Right.
And he's been in the, you know, he's been teaching for years and decades. Right. And in their world, you know, we don't look at them as being similar to us, but in their world, they've been forced through not just recent years, but for decades, they've had to come up with games to keep the kids moving and entertained.
Yes,
and so
I know.
If you, I think it's an untouched area that a lot of trainers don't think about. But if you just look up some of the games that they've been doing in PE, you pretty much have probably thousands of games, and they're probably better than the ones a lot of us are teaching, because the PE teachers have had years to perfect them. I mean, it's like a whole industry about fitness boot camp games in a way, you know. They're trying to get them fit. And this particular
I don't know if you knew this. Physical education teacher. So I don't know if you knew that yourself.
What was that?
I am a physical education teacher. That was my first. So
I thought you said that. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So to tell you the truth, I was using games in 1980. So
yeah.
Okay. So and most of it was, you know, they were parachute games, and that was hot back then, using the parachute with all kinds of games with kids. I can remember doing that as a student teacher. There was all kinds of ways that, you know, you have to keep them all engaged. Plus, you have to know, you know, you obviously have a goal in mind, because teachers have lesson plans. They don't just say play with shoot. You know, they have to be, we're working on upper arm strength, we're working on, you know, this, we're working on that. So there is a very big parallel. So because I have such a, you know, diverse background, sometimes I just forget, you know, that it's not, everybody doesn't know that. You know, between physical therapy and physical education, I do sometimes forget that as a trainer, the education part is not really there. I'm being honest. You know what I mean? I've had, you know, a lot of schooling and a lot of different teaching methodologies for both children and, you know, from K to 12 was my training. So, yeah, that was a part of it. I just took it for granted at this point. You know, I don't teach anymore, just like I don't do physical therapy anymore. I'm obviously full-time, you know, in the fitness industry. But I forget that educational part of it is not in the certifications. And the business part of it also is not in the certifications, I might add. But, you know, I don't actually know what is in the certifications at this point. It's mostly some anatomy, maybe some physiology, some kinesiology, and workout questions, if I can remember correctly. It was years ago, but, you know, that is missing. So when some of these courses, or I shouldn't say courses, when some of these products come out, they are a huge advantage to trainers, because they haven't even been introduced to that in anyway.
Right?
So I never really actually thought about that. Because, like I said, you know, after all these years, I have taken some of that knowledge and some of that experience, mostly, for granted. That everybody else,
you know,
must know that. Or,
you know, another reason why I think the games and the are so hot right now, Georgette, is I think that in the end of the day, everybody, every trainer is looking how to be unique. And I think a big part of that is entertainment. You know, people, I mean, what's going to set a boot camp apart from another boot camp at a big box club or a YMCA? What's going to set your boot camp apart from CrossFit? What's going to set your boot camp apart from a trainer doing small group training? And, I mean, nobody really knows what boot camp even means anymore half the time. And because it's a broad definition, really. But it allows you to do whatever you want, in a sense. So maybe one of the reasons is because the content of your boot camp creates fun and entertainment, which makes it more interesting than a boring workout somewhere else, and it sets you apart. And I think that's another cool thing about boot camps versus these other exercise forms. For instance, if you go get certified in some, and I'm not going to pick on anybody, so I'll make something up, you know, crazy backflip fitness class, you know, and it's the newest certification called, and everybody has to do crazy backflips, and that's
right.
what's fun. Or, you know, the same right. thing is every month there's some new company trying to create a franchise out there, you know. And the difference is with boot camp is it's like we're the Wild West. The difference
right.
is we can do whatever we want, and we can borrow from all of those little programs and borrow from CrossFit and borrow from anything else we want, and then create a
right.
new, you know, kind of a unique thing that we can own and just call it boot camp, you know. And I think that's a part of it. I mean, what do you think? I mean, is it about uniqueness? It's about entertainment. It's about interest and keeping it fresh.
Right. It is. I mean, that's definitely a big part of it. Not to be confused with having a circus day where everybody's just flipping around from thing to thing to thing. There is some methodology. So I'm just trying to say that if some, you know, trainer hears this and says, all right, that's all nice and everything, but what about the science behind the programming and blah, blah, blah? Well, obviously that's there. We're not saying, you know, take out the programming and just have a circus day. Everybody's flipping from thing to thing with no methodology and program or strategy in mind. That's not what we're saying. But I think people sometimes get confused from what I see and from what I read on Facebook. You know, they say, well, fun shouldn't be part of a workout. It's got to have, scientific, A, B, C, D, and then the results are the most important part. Okay. Nobody's denying that. What we're saying is, yeah, that's good, and that's neat, that's necessary. In fact, that should be a given, shouldn't it? The fun part is not a given. The part that's going to set you apart and get clients, you know, based on their feedback, where they want to go, what they want out of the workout, aside from the given of results and proper programming, they want something different, and you know, they want something that's fun, not boring, not mundane, and that's going to get them results. Yeah, it seems like it should be a given, but. You know, every time you bring something up, somebody's got to, you know, if you're on Facebook at all for 5 minutes, you bring one thing up and somebody's got an opposite, you know, opinion. That's fine, but if you're not being misunderstood. And I think sometimes that's what I'm trying to say. When people say interject the fun factor, that's being misunderstood. When somebody says, you know, work in groups, that's better than, you know, one-on-one, well, it could, better may not be the best word. It's different. And there's some, you know, definite reasons why that works, meaning accountability and camaraderie. So, and working in a group has been proven, if you like science and if you're, you know, you need to be a geek about it, it has been proven to increase both results and retention. So, you know, what are the two things we want for our clients, right? We want them to continue to do something and to get results. So, you know, the group atmosphere has been proven to increase both. So there.
Very good. Huge reason right there.
Really
huge reason, yeah. Well,
it is.
Let's move
even
on to another
look
one.
At,
that seems...
Tom Venuto came out with a report years ago called the Fifth Element? Something like that. It was called the Fifth Element. He's a very reputable, good guy. I like him. He's actually from Pennsylvania. The Fifth Element, as he referred to it, was the group, the accountability and the camaraderie, the missing piece, the missing link. Kind of deal. That was the piece that was, you know, proven to increase adherence and increase results. Did I say it was the big be all to end all? That's not, you know, no, I said it increases retention and results. So, you know, people aren't just making stuff up because they're, you know, they're selling. I think that's where some of the trainers come from. They go, yeah, 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 what are you selling? Well, nothing. We're right. trying to educate. Right.
Let's move to another one that I want to hit on this episode with our time that we have left. You know, equipment is a whole nother field of study almost. I'm sure that you can talk about that for a long time, but what's hot in equipment and or just equipment in general? And you kind of mentioned that body weight was hot, so that's non-equipment or no equipment, but for a long time, I remember that was the big thing. That was what I saw everywhere. That's what everyone was focusing on. And I think maybe that's not as hot anymore. But what? It was like, hey, how do you get away from the gym? Here's the TRX. Here's the Liebert Equalizer. Here's the the newest, lightest, or best this. Or here's a kettlebell set that you can lug around. And here's the newest and the bands. We had Dave Schmidt from Resistance Band Training. You know. What, in right. your mind, what's the hottest thing in equipment, and where's that going? Where have we been? Maybe touch a little bit upon where it's been in the past, and then where it is at now, where it's going.
Well, I'm not quite sure where it's been in the past, because when the boot camp model first came out, it was essentially all body weight when it very, very, very first, in the prehistoric ages, and even in the military. You know, they didn't have anything. So, military boot camps, it was basically body weight stuff. So when the equipment came in, and as far as the boot camp world is going, the TRX, or suspension trainers, we'll just say suspension trainers because there are others, and bands, and they are called body weight training tools. So even though it's a piece of equipment, right, slash it's a body weight training. So because why? Because you're using your body weight. So they are, you know, considered body weight training apparatuses, let's say, which sounds like an oxymoron, but it really isn't. So I still think that, you know, they are still hot. You know, the TRX or some type of Liebert Equalizer, or it's the new equipment coming out now with these all-in-one kind of station type of, I'll say, pieces of equipment, because they allow you to hook up all these attachments, whether it be bands, whether it, you know, whether you're doing dips or pull-ups or, you know, some kind of hanging leg raise, or whether you're attaching a band or a TRX or doing a Liebert Equalizer type row, or, you know, inverted row, whatever you're doing, they're coming out with these pieces of equipment that are basically helping you to do body weight type exercises, which is funny in a way when you say it. But it's a great idea because, you know, it gives you an ability to train like multiple people in one small area. So you could actually, you know, run a boot camp around it.
And are you kind of referring to things like, for example, there's a company that's specializing in this functional training equipment, and that's called Move Strong. They've got a great big, it's a little bit more for gyms, but they have smaller versions for studios and even outdoor versions.
Right.
Is that also what you're referring to? Or?
Yeah, similar to that, offshoot of that, because some people have their own little things. Similar to that, and referring to that, because that is a huge piece of equipment, and, you know, you can put it outside, but, hey, you know, that's kind of hard to do because, you know, unless you own the playground, I don't know if you, you know, could do that, or if you have the land to do that. They do have outdoor, indoor, and different, you know, apparatuses and parts of apparatuses, all kinds of things. And they're not the only company. There is a ton, you know, of companies that have that type of equipment, shall we say.
Right.
I don't know them off the top of my head like that, but I do remember Move Strong. I have seen them. But a lot of people are coming out with smaller versions of that, where something would turn into, you know, it could be a step up. It could be an invert. You could do an inverted row. You could do a step up. You could hook bands to it. You could, you know, hook a TRX. You could do a dip. You could do a pull up. You could do this, that, and the other thing. So it's like an all-in-one piece of equipment that, you know, we're basically doing body weight and body weight assisted exercises. So body weight is still hot. And body weight assisted type of equipment is still hot, you know, because there's so many new things coming out, not equipment wise, but I mean even exercise wise, or programming wise, different ways to approach it. When I use the word body weight cardio, I'm kind of really using a generic term, but it's a specific way of, you know, programming that you're doing, but you're using majority, if not all, body weight exercises, which we didn't have those kind of, you know, 10, 20 years ago. We didn't have all these programs to rely on or even to have, period. They weren't available. So, you know, getting back to equipment, I still think that the hottest things are body weight assisted type training devices that are, you know, taking the forefront, in my opinion, you know.
So what would be, like, if you were advising a brand new trainer wanting to start up a boot camp, and they said, hey, I have a little bit of money, not a lot, but I have a little bit, and I want to get my startup equipment, you know, and so what would be the top three or four types of equipment that you would point them towards?
I like the bands, because that's easy and it's affordable. That's where we're heading, right? Are we heading towards easy and affordable? And obviously, equipment-wise, I do like medicine balls, to tell you the truth. Maybe they're not as affordable. Maybe just, you know, I do like them started. I do like the suspension trainers. Maybe there are some lower cost ones. I know I had links on my blog to one called the Sirius Strap, and it's a little different model of the, you know, as compared to the TRX, little different foot handle motion. In other words, it has a degree that it actually turns. So there is a link to that on the blog. There's actually a review of that Sirius Strap, it's called. So there are cheaper, you know, sometimes you can go TRX Pro, you say, oh, well, that's expensive, plus there's training. Well, especially if you're buying more than one. So, you know, there are other options out there. So that I'm just saying that if you're, you know, an affordable option, that's one of them, because it's about half the price of the TRX. And, you know, if you needed to buy more than one. So, or two. So that's, I still think that those are the things that I like. Because then you could always get into other things. Now, why, you know, because there's so much you could do with a TRX, actually, that you wouldn't need some of those other pieces of equipment. And I'm not going to, I don't want to say anything else about that. But you could do inverted rows. You could do, you know, you can hit your back muscles with a TRX. So, you know, that's where the assisted body weight kind of stuff comes in, because it's, and bands, you could also hit the back, because the back is kind of the part of the body that was, like, neglected when I first started to do it. I was trying to think, what else do we do besides these partner band rows? I mean, that's all the hell we're doing. Or, you know, your own bent over band row. No, or occasional use of dumbbells, because we're inside, but you know, there's got to be more, better ways to progress, regress. Not everybody could do a pull-up, obviously. If you've ever ran a boot camp, I think you know that by now, that not everybody can do a pull-up. So there's got to be kinds of assisted ways.
Right.
So, yeah, so I mean, like bands and TRXs, I like. Medicine balls, I also didn't like, because that was one of the first things I bought, actually. But, you know.
Yeah, and they're you know, let's be honest in terms of expense. When you compare it to a big gym, like a $3,000
right.
selectorized weight machine or a $9,000 treadmill, this is not expensive stuff.
No.
This is even the most expensive thing for a boot camp is ridiculously
cheap.
You know.
In fact, you know, you don't have to buy all of that up front. You can go start with bands and medicine balls.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
And build. That's what I did. Not everybody just, I didn't walk in and start buying prowlers, you know, sleds. I have all that now. Tires, sledgehammers. I didn't buy all of that at once. I mean, who does that? Nobody does that. You start and you start and you know, unless you're walking into a facility that you just bought, you start somewhere, slow, and you build
right.
upon your business.
And Georgette, I have one more question that I want us to cover with just a couple minutes left. And this one is, I mentioned it briefly at the beginning, but I want to know what your thoughts are on some of the gimmicks. So let me clarify. We're talking about the hottest thing in fitness bootcamp businesses, and that might also, it might remind us of all the, there's a lot of gurus out there. There's a lot of marketing out there, especially on the internet now. Seems like there's a million websites. What are some of the gimmicks that trainers are falling susceptible to? And you know what? The word gimmick doesn't always, it's not always bad. Sometimes it's a good thing. You know, you got to have a gimmick is an old song, and the idea is you got to have an angle that gets people's attention. So I don't mean just negative gimmicks, but there might be negative ones too. What are your thoughts on that? What are some of the gimmicks that are out there right now, good or bad?
What one are you have in your mind? I just want to be curious. I'm curious. Do you have a... Which one is asking the question? Because I know there's something in your mind. There's got to be. What are you referring to so I can kind of get a better grasp?
I'm not even referring to something really specific. I'm referring kind of to a general, like when I'm out there and I'm coaching clients and I know what they're exposed to.
Right.
And then I'm out there being, you know, marketed to as well because I'm a trainer and, you know, I'm in
right.
this game also.
Oh,
and I see
right.
a lot of things about instant get rich quick kind of feeling.
Mm.
Like all
mm.
of the languages about how to have a multiple six figure and seven figure boot camp without
yeah.
doing any work. You know?
Well, yeah, that's ridiculous.
One.
You know, yeah, we
right.
know that. Doesn't it sound ridiculous?
Yeah, and then the other one, and then I'll, you know, let you chime in here. But the other one I see is just the idea that you could have a, you know, buy one a boot camp programming book, like let's say workouts,
right.
and you have these workouts, and once you have these workouts, everyone will flock to you, and you are going to be the ultimate trainer, and so. One of them's kind of about making money, and the other one's about being an ultimate trainer because you know one or two secrets. And I don't know about those. I mean, actually, you know, they do sell ebooks. They do get
mm-hmm.
me to want to buy something. And I know that's the purpose, and I'm not dissing that. I'm not saying that you can't have good, strong copy, ad copy in there. I think that's fine. But I also noticed that it's not just the marketing of the product. It's also kind of pervasive all over the whole industry. You know, all these trainers that want to basically have a business and retire and live on a beach somewhere. And, you know, that's all. They don't really want, they're not really passionate about fitness.
Right. And the part of that is the internet. I mean, actually, that might even be all of it. Because it's the, you know, make an ebook. Make an ebook, sell an ebook. Get rich quick. And that's... you know, we heard from Brian Kalki himself that he chose
right.
to, you know, not to focus there because it is not a get-rich-quick. It isn't even a get-rich guarantee. In fact, it's probably the opposite. It's probably a waste-my-time guarantee and make a few bucks guarantee. That's the guarantee. But who's going to buy a program? Who's going to buy a program that says, hey, you can make a couple bucks a month? How about selling an ebook online? Make $100 a month. Do you know how much AA goes into that? First of all, you need to buy things. You need to buy, you know. First of all, you need to have the book created, and it has to look nice. So time, right? Time is money. So you make your product in a day. Okay, make it in a day. So then you have your graphics. Then you have your website. Then you have your website copy. Good luck with that. Then you have your, hosting. Then you have your ClickBank account or whatever. Then you have your customer service. And then you have your troubleshooting and your problems. And, you know, okay, all of that. Now you got a website up that's selling an ebook. And who's going to buy it? Exactly. So you have to build a list.
Right.
So you need an autoresponder. So you need to pay for advertising. So you need to get a list built, which takes time. Time. It doesn't. You don't get 5,000 subscribers in a year. You don't get that in 3 years. Sometimes you don't get that at all if you're not advertising. Or buying some kind of ads, and you probably won't even come close to 5,000 in 3 years. So my point is, who are you selling it to? Oh, well, you know, we could get affiliates. Really? Who are you networking with that you know, unless you're going to spend $10K to go in a mastermind? Okay, so now we're talking $15K that you've put into this. And, okay, so now you're in a group that's going to promote you. Great. You've already spent over $15K. When do you think you're going to get that back? What year? It isn't going to be this year, and it isn't going to be next year. And after the launch, okay, after the launch, what are you going to do then? Have another promotion next year? Somebody's going to buy it once a year with a couple straggling sales here and there to your small list. Yeah, so where is it going?
And you're talking about the information product, the selling of information business, and that's definitely true. And I think it also relates to the personal trainer out there who's trying to create their fitness business, not information marketing necessarily,
right,
but just their same with their fitness business and their boot camp. It takes time to build a boot camp. It takes time to build a personal training studio or fitness following.
Because it's built on reputation. And if you don't, you know, the old know, like, trust, and word of mouth and referrals, who's going to refer to you if they don't even know who you are and you haven't even been in business for a day? Or, you know, you haven't even built up a reputation, you haven't networked, you haven't done anything. So those things kind of do take time. I mean, there's no way around some of that, you know, a little bit more we have a little bit more time for, not time, but ways that people can get to us now because of Facebook, because of, you know, LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever, newsletters and different type of things. We have certain ways that people can, better ways than people can get to us, have a website, have this. But still, it takes time to have people, to get people signed up for your list.
Well, Georgette, this has been a really good show. We're about out of time. I'm going to do some shameless self-promotion because I think that you and I, what we're doing here on this free podcast, is the hottest thing in fitness bootcamp businesses, because in the fitness bootcamp industry, if you will, because what we're doing is we're providing an opportunity for people, to more people than ever before, to get started in fitness, to get started with their own business that they can earn a living, if not more, from and do better with, extremely low cost, so they can do it for next to no money and have a high profit margin business that provides for them and their family like never before. And so I think that this should be, and maybe I just thought of this now, which is funny, but I thought, well, maybe that should be our goal. We should be the hottest thing in fitness boot camps, because we can enable them to weed through all the garbage and all the gimmicks and find out what's hot, what's not, and you know, be on the cutting edge. Well, how does that sound?
That sounds like everything that I'm about. So, you know, I like getting to the point of, you know, telling the truth, cutting through. I've never been known to, like, sugarcoat, but I definitely, you know, just tell it like it is. How about just telling us the truth instead of trying
That's
to
great.
Sell us on every gimmick, you know, this side of the Mississippi or whatever, you know. So I think the truth and some integrity has to go hand in hand. And if you have neither,
fantastic.
Yeah, if you have neither, A, I don't want to be involved with you, but, you know, nobody really is going to get anything out of it, because by the time they figure out that you've been tricked, it's probably 5 years, 6 years down the road, or duped, even misled. You know, no, nobody has to be a criminal. I'm not calling anybody a criminal. I'm just saying it's misleading sometimes. So let's cut through that. Let's knock that off.
Excellent.
Right.
Well, that's it. We're out of time. Thank you, Georgette. It's been a great episode of Fitness Bootcamp Inner Circle, and everybody out there, you can see more about this and get links and more information about everything we talked about today on thefitnessbootcampclub.com. Again, it's www.thefitnessbootcampclub.com. And we will see you guys next time.
Okay. Have a good one.